Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Welcome to the Salty Seekers, where you can hang out with friends and talk about all areas of spirituality and the metaphysical while knowing you don't have to be pure love and light to do it. Hi, and welcome back to the Salty Seekers. My name is Veronica. This is my co-host, Jay, and as he likes to call himself, the awkward sidekick. And this is our friend, Casey. And she is here to talk with us about all of those mythical, legendary beasts and whatnot, also known as cryptids, right? I had never heard that term before, but I'm going to let you guys give me your thoughts on what that is and all the things, because I got not much to add to this conversation.
But you will want your insight and intuition. What hits you get on this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Happy to
That's
help.
Right.
Happy to
so
help.
So cryptozoology, real quick, is the studies of unknown legendary or extinct animals whose existence is disputed. So people say they've seen it, but have.
Yeah, and I think that covers a lot of different things that people have seen. So the one.
Yeah, for sure.
There's like all kinds of things that could be termed cryptids. And I think it's a popular thing on YouTube to see all over. There's all kinds of channels.
Yeah.
But the one that really caught my eye, there's a hunter. He is a guide up in Canada. And
I've seen him.
It's called How to Hunt. And his name is Steve. And he just reads people's emails. People email him in with experiences of seeing Sasquatch, Sabe. And that was where I was like, okay, this is not a legend. It's
right.
Real.
I do fully believe that. I do believe that these things are fully real, whether they are here and they're just good at hiding, whether they're interdimensional beings. The law of one says that they technically, like their heritage is interdimensional beings, but that they now are planetary and they live subterranean. Like, I don't know the truth of any of that, but I do for sure believe they exist. Jay, I see you showing off your mug, boo. I want you to know I see
you. I was thirsty.
That is awesome.
So yeah,
I'm a skeptic.
You are not. What brought Casey here today is that she is in our membership, and today she shared a story of how this past weekend was it that you had what you think is a Bigfoot experience. Tell us about it.
Yeah, and it wasn't something I was looking to experience or expecting. That's often what you hear is that it just happens. I was walking my dog. I live on Lake Michigan, and there's a big trail that follows the bluff line. And it turns into the woods. For about 10 minutes, you're in the woods, and then you come out the other side, and you're on a trail near a golf course. So I'm in suburbia. This is not the great wilderness or anything like
that.
I was walking along, and I noticed this very large tree that had a number of poles or tree trunks leaning up against it, and they were really tightly next to each other. Like it was purposefully put there.
Mm-hmm.
So I walked up to it, and the closer I got, the more I realized these are really well put together poles against this trunk. And so I looked inside. I'm like, is someone living here? I was looking for garbage, a sleeping bag, you know, things like that. And it was pristine. It was totally clean. So I put my hand on one of the poles. I just closed my eyes and I said, whoever made this, this is cool. And I was thinking about Sasquatch. And I'm like, if you're here, thank you for protecting our forest. And this is a really cool fort.
That's so awesome.
It was just a short hello. And I was with my dog. So I opened my eyes. I turned around and there was this buck. It was shoulder to shoulder in terms of size. It was big.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a full head of antlers. It looked at me. I looked at it for maybe a second and it took off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I've seen a bunch of deer. Like I grew up in Wisconsin. I see deer all the time. This was big. I've never seen one that big. So I take a couple more steps and I'm walking down the trail and I hear knocking. And it's wood on wood. It's not a tree branch falling. It's not something, you know, knocking against metal. It was wood on wood.
Yeah.
And it was like a drum beat. It happened maybe 7 or 8 times and then it stopped.
And that's traditionally how they communicate, right? Like that's one of the ways, the knocking.
Yeah, there's a lot of thought that it's a way to communicate. It's a way to warn others that you're nearby. It's a way to scare you off. So there's a number of different theories out there. I didn't feel anything bad. I felt like, this is cool.
Well, you know, one of the things you had mentioned earlier was that you think that your vibe and your intentions were put out there and that you had good intentions, you have good vibes, you have an open heart, and that they can pick up on that and they're much more willing to let you know they're there or to...
And to not to scare you, because they have this very big ability to love bomb you, send you incredible sensations of love and happiness, and they also can do the opposite and send dread. And when this Steve guy reads some of the emails, they're terrified, and these are hunters and people who are used to the woods and have no fear of being in the wilderness, and they get these overwhelming senses of, I've got to get the heck out of here.
Right.
So,
and you didn't get that.
No, not at all.
That's because you're an angel love baby.
Oh.
We just love you. You have good vibes, good intention, and they can pick up on that.
I was very intentional. I was very intentional about, hey, if you're here, thank you for taking care of our woods. I think I even said I love you, because I do.
Yeah.
I love them. Now, Jay, I don't know if you know this, but from the emails that he would read, these men were trying to get a sense or tell a sense of how big they are. 4 foot wide shoulders.
Wow.
And then 14 feet high, between 10 and 14 feet high. Thighs that are like tree trunks. Like, these men were just trying to describe what they saw. It's enormous.
Yeah.
V, I'm so proud of you. This is going so much better than the last recording. There was so much that would have triggered her earlier.
I think I'm being big girl now.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I've thought it.
So
I'm just
proud of you.
Been able to control the giggles.
Yeah, the last time we had a guest, she couldn't help herself, and she threw in a couple. That's what she said.
Well, just the one we recorded just before this, you know, it was viewer questions number 2, and I was having a lot of trouble not giggling the whole time. You just get it. Those moods where like the giggles just hit you, like you're sitting in church and you can't laugh, but someone says something funny and you just are like losing it. That was me the whole show.
I love it.
Jay is trying his hardest to bait me again.
But back to, you know, the whole knocking and it being communication, you know, communication, scaring people off. I've never heard the one like the mating. Have you heard that before? Like, maybe that's how they communicate for mating, using knocking.
That could be another reason why they do that. My sense is they're trying to tell you or other people in their tribe, you're around and we know you're here and we want you to know we're here.
Right.
Without
and this
you.
Can go one of two ways, depending on your like approach determines
vibe.
Response.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yet another reason that it's important to keep your vibes, right? Yeah. Keep your heart open.
Absolutely.
I think that's a very cool story. And I know you've been wanting this for a long time. So I'm really glad that you got to experience it and you had a
cool experience. I've been watching Steve reading up on Bigfoot or Sasquatch for years. There's another really cool YouTube channel where this woman actually has telepathic communication with a whole tribe.
I was going to ask you when you were there, like, did you pick up on anything telepathically, clairaudiently, anything?
No, and I probably didn't stay around long enough to let that happen. I think I was just really pleased with that experience.
Yeah.
And I was...
I wonder what'll happen if you go back there, if you start going back, like, on a weekly basis or, like, every so often, if, like, they'll get used to you and approach more.
That is what they do. So people who know that a tribe, for example, or a family is on their property will set up a regular communication. Sometimes it's an offering of apples and they'll sit and telepathically communicate with them. A lot of the times, it really is all on their terms for the most part, because they can see us and we can't see them a lot of the times, unless they want to be seen.
Right.
I also think it's cool that there's like this supernatural, multidimensional aspect to them.
I was just going to say that. I'm like, I wonder if, like, you know how ETs, they can kind of zoom in on you wherever you are and like meet you at your house, meet you, like, could Bigfoot just show up in your living room?
Yes. In fact, there's something called being tagged. And if you have a particularly uncomfortable situation in the woods and you run home, oftentimes it will follow you. And then you have trouble at home and it's knocking against your house. It's screams at, you know, on your property. It's not.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would encourage anyone to necessarily try to engage with Bigfoot, because you just don't know what could happen.
Well, it's just like, you know, in Appalachia, they're like, if you see something in the woods, no, you didn't. If you hear something screaming outside, no, you didn't.
You're going home, you're shutting the door, and you're shutting your windows. And
That's just your West Virginia kin. That's all that is.
Well, I mean, that could be true, but, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are your thoughts, Jay? I know you're always into Bigfoot.
Well, I like the lore and the legend, and I think a lot on it, you know, because we talk about the multi-dimension, then I think of just maybe the natural. Could this be an actual animal that has escaped science forever? And we just haven't gotten...
So they actually have done studies, blood tests, hair tests, skin tests. Now, this is controversial because mainstream science has done everything it can to shut this down.
To debunk this, yeah.
Yeah, to shut this down, including ruining careers of scientists who really did want to test this and get to the bottom of it. There is a woman that has done these blood tests and has a chain of custody so she can back up what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
And she did the blood tests and... The mitochondria, is that from the female side, Veronica?
Yes.
Is a human female.
Mm.
And the male side is of unknown origin.
West Virginian.
So it's not it's not animal. I mean, it's not an animal. It is a human species.
Could that be one of our, you know, relatives, like Homo sapien, Homo, you know, the different ones? I can't remember all their names, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, could it be a version of us at some point?
I was going to say, or is it not current human? It's like off-planet human or like futuristic or long ago. Because if they have the ability to phase in and out.
That could be another reason why they do that. My sense is they're trying to tell you or other people in their tribe you're around. And bilocate.
They could bilocate, like, they could time jump too then, right? Mm-hmm. There's theories that that's what happens with Nessie also, like the Loch Ness Monster, like that there's some kind of a portal or a wormhole or some, you know what I'm trying to say,
yes.
Like under the locks that allow her...
To come and go.
To come and go.
I think that's a really valid theory. I do, because the more I learn about dimensions, the more I know the Earth is multidimensional, and we could be experiencing a 3D or a 5D and switch back to 3D. We just don't know.
Yeah.
Like we don't know which dimension we're in very often. So
no,
I think Middle Earth, they could be in Middle Earth and they could be out in space. I don't know.
Oh, you said Middle Earth. I got excited. There's some hobbits.
And, you know, on Earth, even when some of the people are in a 4 or 5D state of being, we're still in the same time space. We can still see the 3D and the people who are down here. Like, we're close enough to touch. So, like, they could be as well. Like, they can just come down in dimension far enough that we can see and kind of interact. Oh, and then
that is such a good point.
They flip right back.
That's such a good point. Because, Jay, one of the most common things that said in these letters is that oftentimes people come upon a Sabe or Sasquatch and then they startle it or they become known to it, whether it's feelings or whatever, and the Sasquatch looks up, looks over at the person, and the look of shock on their face
right.
is noticeable. Like, people are saying, he looked shocked to see me. So I feel like they know more about like the dimensions, but maybe they don't have a full grasp of it either.
They may not either, because most animals, yeah. if you encounter them in the woods, they get startled. I walked upon a deer the other day working in my backwoods, and it started stomping and snorting at me. So it was startled by my presence.
Yes, mm-hmm. they do that.
Mm-hmm. Good point. So what are your thoughts? Anybody have any thoughts on Loch Ness Monster?
I want to see her.
She was trying to dodge what I was about to do next. I was going to go very nuanced on the Bigfoot and talk about my favorite, favorite variety. And it's not the one we talked about before starting.
Oh, what is that?
My favorite variety is called the Grassman. And this goes into another, I guess, a deeper dive on that is look at the lore and the way people talk about it. The Bigfoot or Sasquatch are nuanced to regions. They have different color patterns and sizes. Mm-hmm. And the Grassman is known to be in the Ohio area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's creepy.
Yeah, and he doesn't have a good reputation. Like, he's not friendly.
I've for sure heard of him, but I try not to because, like, I don't know.
A Yeti or whatever the Vietnamese or Thailand name for it is. I don't know what that is.
So it was over there.
Yeah, they're around the world.
During the war, they came upon them. So they're everywhere.
Yeah. They're everywhere. And I do believe that. Yeah. And I wonder, I mean, it's just all like you had said earlier, like approach determines response. They all have the capacity to be super loving and kind. Or like if they pop up and they're in the middle of a war, like in Vietnam, or people are being mean or have hateful vibes.
Lots of fear.
Or lots of fear.
They're mirroring that.
They're mirroring
that energy back on. Yeah, I think you're right. They've also been described as similar to someone who's on the autistic spectrum. They'll lock on something and do it over and over and over again. And you have to kind of tell them to stop like you would someone else. Like, you can't knock on my house anymore. You got to stop that.
Jay, you can't knock on my house anymore.
I'm going to play trains now.
You have to stop. Go play with your train.
And I identify as a Tylenol enhanced American.
There you go.
You goofball. Oh my gosh. So what else we got, Jay?
Well, there is a.
Are we done on the Bigfoot front, or do you have more?
I mean, we could dig through all the names and kind of chat about them, but it's nuanced.
Go right
ahead.
It's
around the world. It's kind of.
Yeah, what are some other names?
Hang on, let me go back. I know the skunk ape in Florida is denoted by the smell that precedes it.
They're musty.
Yeah.
Swampy, it goes beyond that.
Swampy
dwelling.
It goes
beyond that. Really? Like, people have described it as rotting flesh / skunk / vomit / the worst dumpster you've ever been near.
Ew. Well, that is kind of how the swamp smells. I lived in Louisiana for a couple of years. Lord have mercy, that place stinks.
And it was
No offense to Louisiana people, but like, I was told it's a mixture where I was. It was a mixture of the swamp / the paper mills / like all of it like mixed together. It was so bad. Everywhere you went, you could not escape it. It just smelled not good times. And I had the worst morning sickness of my life there, which did not
help. I'm sure
not. It was awful.
You got the
all right, Jay. What else? You got
the urine. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Urine. It's a described Sasquatch. Let's see, Yeren, urine from China. So it's what they call theirs. Let's see, another one called the Yowie is from down under.
Yep, they call them Yowies.
Yeah. So there's nuance in this around the world, and it reminds me a lot of like the dragon lore from around the world. You have all the people that were never in contact with each other, at least in the lifetimes, all with the same kind of tale.
All the same stories, yeah.
So it's like either we're all seeing it or there's some collective conscience that's coming down to the generations where we're remembering it somewhere in there.
That's right.
Yeah. Or both. Mm-hmm.
And I think they're having their moment too. Dragons are back.
Dragons. Yeah. They're back. What? They never went anywhere.
No, I know. Like our consciousness is.
Yeah, yeah. I couldn't believe I had dragon guides. And then all the things I learned about them and like the way I could feel, like they're powerful and beautiful. They make me yawn.
Hey, that's my thing. Stop that.
They make me yawn. Yeah, just very cool.
I was trading pictures of dragons this morning with a friend. Things that we're seeing in the sky. And it's just, it's undeniable that what you're seeing is a dragon. She just sent me one today.
That's awesome.
So cool.
That's so cool, Casey.
I know. It feels
Can you tell it's a dragon? Can you like look at it?
Yes. I mean, I don't know how I can send this to you. I'll just send it to you.
Is it a little video? Can you text it?
It's just a picture.
Oh, a picture.
Hey, now.
Sorry, they show up and they make me yawn. I'm definitely into the dragons. That lady that I had on, what was her name? Caroline
Mitchell.
Oh, the
Dragon Path lady.
The Dragon Lady. She was so cool. I was thinking about having her on again and asking her if she'd be willing to do like a quarterly dragon update or something. You know, I don't know.
You know, I haven't seen her on YouTube lately. Is she still posting? Is she still doing stuff?
She is, I think. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, yeah.
If you blow it up, you can see two horns on the left.
Yeah, let me save this and send it to Jay.
Yeah.
I saw her recently on Instagram.
Okay.
Was it her that was in a car accident? I can't remember. Don't hold me to that. That might not be right.
Okay.
But anyways, I haven't seen her on Facebook a whole lot.
Yeah, I've only been following her on YouTube. I just haven't seen her post lately. So wonder if she was taking a break.
Yeah, maybe.
Any other names about Sasquatch?
Being distracted by dragons.
Oh, sorry. We did do that.
That is neat.
Yeah, what else about Bigfoot?
Well, I hear the feet are pretty big.
You don't say.
15 inches. And the other thing that's noticeable is their gait. Humans walk side by side, but Sasquatch walk one in front of the other like a model. Like they're
They'd be good in heels.
They'd be great on the runway.
So this says here that their diet is primarily plants, leaves, nuts, berries.
They also have a lot of healing knowledge. There's stories about healing not only through the mind, but with like herbs or things that are in the forest. They mind speak what to do, and they've told humans how to heal themselves.
I think that's so cool. I've heard a few of those stories too. Yeah, and that's what made me think that they can be very loving. Is it fair to say they remind me of myself? I can be super kind and loving and want to help you, but like don't get on my bad side or I might growl at you.
Knocking noises still, yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah.
And I like to go into hiding and like be out of sight.
But watching other people, but watching the world. Yeah.
I'm watching.
Have you ever watched the show? And this is probably 10, 15 years ago. He was on TV. It was a show called Survivor Man.
Yes, that's the one I was talking about. He'd go camp out and look for him.
No, before he did that, he had a regular show. So like Bear Grylls would go out there and, or not pretend, but he'd show you how to survive, but he had his whole crew with him. This guy would dump himself out there for 3 days to a week alone, moving his own cameras.
By himself.
And a lot of good knowledge to be learned. And so he was doing one somewhere in Canada or Alaska. You know, you've crashed up there in winter. What do you do now? So the episode was pretty cool. He built him an igloo, found some like whale blubber, and he was doing it big that day. But then he saw something he's never seen before. There's these big trees covered in snow, and then all of a sudden he's hearing noise. They're getting shook. They're getting, you know, this kind of deal. Yeah. And it got his curiosity. So he started doing Bigfoot shows because he was trying to figure out what moved those trees.
What could that have been?
As a survival expert, he was like, I can't tell you what does that.
Right, because these are big trees. You're not talking saplings.
And there's the snow laden too, so they're heavy.
Yeah, and they're just being shaken like they're a twig. Mm. Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, wow, he got that on camera. Obviously, he didn't catch what was doing it, but you could see the tree doing its thing.
It's wild. Now, there's also a lot of shows out there on YouTube and other places where they do a horrible job on this topic. They're exploitive. Mm-hmm. It's disrespectful. They believe it's an animal and it's not respectful.
Yeah.
And you can feel the vibe when you see a show like that. You can feel it right away. It's not being filmed for the right reasons.
Right. What other examples of these cryptids do you have?
We got
Jay?
Lots of different cryptids we can talk about.
Like what? Well, I mean, we don't have to talk about them all, but like, what are they?
Mythological creatures or creatures people have reported, but there's no scientific backing for them. Some
like unicorns or what?
Maybe unicorns can fall into that. That one has a little more literature that goes back further. You know, it's referenced by the Bible and other places.
It is. It's in the Bible like 9 times.
Yeah. These are more like legends from different peoples, witnesses, things that, but there's no definitive proof. Like your Mothman or the Jersey Devil.
Thought you were going to say like your mom.
Like your mom.
Like your mom.
The myth.
He's like your mom.
Like your mom.
Man.
Like out west, you got the Thunderbird. You got...
I was going to say Firebird and Thunderbirds.
Yeah, the Wendigos, the Skinwalkers.
Wendigo is nasty
Lugaroo.
Sounding.
Oh, yeah.
You're in Louisiana. Do you never heard about, was it Lugaroo or Rougarou?
I've heard.
It's a werewolf.
I've heard.
For lack of better words.
Oh, yeah. It is?
It's a Cajun word.
I didn't know that. I mean, okay. I've heard of it, but like, you know me. I shy away from any of that stuff. I'm like, okay, yeah, so nice chatting. I'm going to.
Yeah, we're going to move over here. So Dogman story started coming into Steve's, and he would start reading those emails. And at the first, he's like, yeah, I'm not into this.
Yeah, the Michigan Dogman.
And he had to actually change his tune because so many emails came in and the descriptions were so good that it wasn't trying to get on TV kind of thing. It's like, this is what I saw.
Yeah.
And the description is half man, half dog.
And are they mean?
Those are mean. And actually, Sabe hate them and will scare them off. They think they're nasty. So isn't that interesting? Cryptid versus cryptid.
Gang violence.
Good against evil.
Right?
Yeah.
This is my forest.
Right, here's something else interesting. Just when you think you can just put Dogman into a box and call them bad, St. Christopher was a Dogman.
St. Christopher?
St. Christopher.
How do you know? What do you mean?
The patron saint of travelers, who I've loved my whole life,
yeah,
is described as a dog man. And he's the
by
one
who?
That,
like, what do you mean?
I would have to go back and find the it's in legend. It's in, like, the Bible, but not the Bible you know.
Yeah, right.
And it's he's described as half man, and he's the one that carried Christ across a river. That's,
yeah, interesting.
And Christopher means Christ bearer.
Are you looking this up,
I'm
Jay?
Trying.
Okay, because I was just looking over here to do the same.
It's not a very well-known thing.
Interesting.
I think a lot of people are going to be offended by this. Could trigger some people.
Man, you come onto this podcast and trigger religious people?
I'm just going to break it all up.
I mean, you've come to the right place. This is all right.
Yeah.
Ooh, they have tapestries with that.
The thing to know about this channel, if you're new here, is that we never seek to offend. We never seek to be cruel or unkind, but we do seek to clearly state our own opinions, to state what is known out there, and to say that, like, the church, they suck. You know, I don't believe them. I don't agree with them. And if you're offended by this because you are a religious person, sorry.
And there's
but this is what
button.
We're talking about. Yeah, here's the off button. Like,
so there's definitely old murals and paintings and other such depicting him as a warrior with a dog head. I see a shield and spear. Yeah.
How fascinating. I'd never heard that. And that's so interesting.
And then I went down that little rabbit hole for a while because I'm like, well, what, is he the only dog man around? No. Actually, Marco Polo, on his journeys, found a whole island of dog men off the coast of what we now call India. And I don't know the full story because I didn't read his travel book or whatever, but mm-hmm. that's another, I feel, legitimate story.
Apparently, the Roman Catholic Church, there was a feast of St. Christopher that was suppressed on the second, I guess, modernization. So I wonder what that was about.
He was actually de-sainted. The Roman Catholic Church tried to take him off the saint list and people threw a fit. Because he is very well loved.
AI overview on Google. Their rebuttal to this is he was called a dog man or is depicted with dog's head in some of the Eastern traditions due to a legend originating from possible misreading of his origin story. He was said to be a giant monstrous appearing named Reprobus from a region known as Canaan, but the Latin word for Canaanite, in parentheses, Cananeus, was mistakenly read as Canaanus, aka canine or dog-like. This led to the misbelief that he had a dog's head, a story that persisted in certain Eastern Orthodox iconography, even though it holds no historical truth. It was simply a mistake.
Do you see how good they are at rewriting history? Do you see how good they are? That was logical. They had, like, you know, that was fabulous. So I'm not saying it's one or the other.
It is or not. You're just saying that's the legend.
Mm-hmm.
And that this isn't a new thing. You know, like, this is, Dogman has been around since.
Also, what was the Egyptian god?
Anubis.
With a dog head?
Anubis, wasn't it?
Was it Anubis? Okay.
No, I wonder, please, with these depictions of people as dogs or like the dog island, could it be that genetic disorder where you're fur-faced? I don't know if you've seen these people.
Yeah.
And could you, like, if early man, even now, you see someone like that, you immediately think dog, but they're completely covered. I mean, there's no space.
Yeah. Yeah. It was Anubis.
I don't know. I just think it's fascinating. And I think it goes to that whole idea of what are our origins? And if we're a hybrid, what other kind of hybrids were tried out or tested? And could there still be vestiges of those?
Oh, for sure. For sure. For sure. For sure. Yeah. No doubt.
Now, I don't ever want to see a skinwalker. I'm just going to be honest about that.
No.
No.
Now, what's the difference between skinwalker and wendigo?
I'm not sure there is one, Jay. I do think they are talking about the same kind of thing.
Because there's different native legends behind these.
Yeah.
But it could be the same. There's different terms from different tribes.
I'm looking here.
Explore cryptids.
And that's another thing where there's enough stories and legends where you're like...
I put into Google kinds of cryptids. It says Jersey Devil, Chupacabra.
The Goat Sucker.
Flatwoods Monster. If there's any that you want me to go further into, let me know.
No, pick one and run with it. We'll do what we can.
We're going to be saging our houses after this conversation, just so y'all know.
I will not be.
The Kraken.
We can talk about releasing that.
The Honey Island Swamp Monster.
Honey Island.
It's a protected area of marshland, approximately 108 square miles. It doesn't say where. Oh, my goodness.
Somewhere in the south, like Georgia.
Found in the Honey Island Swamp. The cryptids date back to a Native American myth about illegitimate child released into the swamp.
Slidell, Louisiana, Honey Island Swamp. You can even go on a tour.
No thanks. No kink you.
No kink you.
That's in Louisiana.
Okay.
Yeah, you should go back.
The Atlantic giant squid.
Like we talked about Nessie, but there are other water creatures.
There's Champ from late. Champlain. I think I don't know if I'm saying that right. The other
ones. Holy macaroni. There's just so many.
What about mermaids?
Oh, cool.
I don't know if I would call them a cryptid, but like that's...
It's a legendary creature, you know.
It's a legendary creature.
The lore comes back and back.
What do you guys think about it?
I would really like it to be real.
I think it was just drunk sailors seeing manatees and going, yeah, she's looking good.
I've been out to sea for 4 months. That's looking good to me.
Yeah.
It's been a minute, babe. It's been a minute.
She looking thick.
Like a thicky Minaj. Oh, God.
Or think about Mothman.
I don't know anything about Mothman.
I don't know any.
Never heard the Mothman stories?
Half moth, half
man. That's
West
Virginia.
I've heard of it, but I don't know what it is because I avoid these things.
Describe it. What does it look like?
A big moth.
With red eyes. It is like a harbinger of doom.
Instead of a little oval body in the middle, it has like a man body, but it looks like a moth.
Point Pleasant, West Virginia, to be specific. If you go there, they have a big statue of it. So it was supposed to show up as like a harbinger of doom just before bad things happened. And there's a lot of reports around a time, I don't remember the time, but a bridge collapse. And yeah, people were seeing it just prior to that.
And are we talking about a small moth, a big moth?
No, big enough to keep up with a car going like 55 or 60. There's tales from some teenagers trying to outrun it, and it was following them.
Described as a man-sized creature with large wings.
1967, the Silver Bridge collapse.
Eyes that flash red, terrorized couples in a West Virginia town.
Whoa.
Can fly up to 100 miles per hour and is terrified of light. The creature seemingly communicates through a series of clicks and whistles. The Mothman has only been witnessed on the outskirts of Point Pleasant, West Virginia. If you're visiting anywhere near there, please stick to the center of town.
And just, you know, a little bit north of that, northeast, I mean, you have the Jersey Devil, you know, similar description, you know, flies, it's over the Pine Barrens, you know.
Wow.
That kind of thing. So you,
makes
you wonder.
That's another reason why you're not supposed to whistle at night.
Right.
You're not in the woods.
I don't like this show. I can't turn it because it's mine.
It's your show. You can't turn it off.
Okay, there's a Rougarou. It's also known as a Lougarou. Stemming from a French Louisiana folklore, the cryptid is typically described as a creature with a human body and a head of a wolf. So this could be just another term for dogman. Similar to werewolf, the werewolf legends of Europe, said to prowl the swamps around Acadia and greater New Orleans and the forest regions. So I wonder if that's just another like dogman, kind of like we were talking about Bigfoot with those different varieties throughout the world.
Right, exactly.
Pegasus, unicorns, mermaids, griffins, werewolves, and gorgons. Let me Google proof for unicorns. There is no proof that mythical horse-like unicorns with magical powers have ever existed. However, ancient accounts and fossils of the Siberian unicorn, a massive one-horned rhinoceros, may have been what inspired the myth. Kati says that my first life ever was as a unicorn. So, like, there's that.
That's proof.
Take that for proof.
I mean, I was told I spent a life as a mountain, so, I mean,
it's cool.
I was the rock.
Or you were rock-headed.
Still.
Tomato, tomato,
I
right?
Have you heard of, Tommyknockers? That's another one.
I've heard all of these words. I just have zero.
Is Tommyknocker another word for sabe?
Mm-hmm. These are small imp-like creatures that reside in mines. I think this could just be miners attributing weird sounds and giving it stuff. But there, for all we know, there could be something to it. You just hear like knocking and it could precede impending danger.
Trouble.
Collapse.
Yeah.
It could just be the beams
giving out. Yeah, we haven't even talked about the wee people.
Oh, I said hobbits earlier.
And the fae.
But fae, what are those, the little ones called? Leprechauns, fairies.
We've talked about this in group before. I try to avoid the fae. On Reddit, someone says, the fae are evil? I always say, I don't know that they're evil. I do consider them tricksters.
Tricksters, mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah, and they're tricky. They're tricky. They will try to...
And they're persistent. Get you in.
They're persistent, and they will try to just trip you up, get you in some kind of a contract. And so this says, other than being tricksters, I don't think that they are evil or harmful, unless maybe you piss them off. Anyways, and then she gives an example. What do people have to respond? They said there are many different kinds and levels of them, which may be true. I don't know enough about them to really speak on that. This one says that they are not evil. They're like people in the sense that some you don't want to associate with, and some, if you're clear about the kind of energy that you're attracting, those will be okay. So be respectful, be humble, be kind, be clear about what you will and won't accept and the kind of energy that you want to perpetuate in your garden.
Could these be classified as gnomes?
Well, those are a type as well. What are they called? There's a word, and I can't think of it.
Elemental?
Yes, the elementals. So like the gnomes and the fae and the leprechauns and the little sprites. And
it's the only kind of sprite I buy, the little ones.
Yeah. Do you guys have any experience with that? I do know that if I see a fairy ring or something that looks like that, I ain't walking through it.
No.
Although I am gullible and scatterbrained enough half the time that I'd be like, oh, what's that? That's cute. And then I'd get through it and go, oh, wait a minute. I shouldn't have done that. Too late. So if I ever go missing and you see like a daisy ring in my backyard or something, be like, oh my God, that bitch was taken by the fairies. They got her.
Oh, man. I don't have any experience with them.
Yeah.
That I can speak of. Now, I also don't pick up on signs that maybe other people do. It takes me a while.
Yeah.
To just like know my surroundings enough to know, wait, that was odd.
I've had a lot of training because I fell down this algorithm. I can't say that word. Algorithm.
Alligator.
This algorithm on TikTok one time where it was all like pictures of fairy traps. And they'd be like, would you go through this if you found it in the woods? What if you went in your garden this morning and this is what you saw? What would you do? And I learned because I'd be like, oh, my God, I'd go take pictures in the middle of it like, look how cute.
Selfies.
Everybody's in the comments like, how many of you white girls have been snatched up by now?
No, they just got to put a little pumpkin spice out there in the middle of the garden. You're like,
that's right. A circle of pumpkin spice.
Let me go see what that's about.
They'll put a pumpkin spice latte right in the middle of a big circle of like daisies. And like, how many white girls would they snatch?
Oh my God, that's
all the basic bitches.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So now I'd probably get almost to the flowers and be like, oh my God, I got enough spice in me that I'd probably stop. Give it a second thought.
Could a fairy take on the body or the image of something that we would recognize? Because I had a hummingbird experience last week that was wild.
Really?
It started off in my flower bed. I have blooming turtle heads, or some people call them hot lips flowers. They're bright pink and they were open. He was going to town. I was probably 6 feet back lying on a lounge chair And I saw him, so I started videotaping. And then it disappeared from my view on the screen. I look up and it was right here. And it was fluttering. And I'm like,
that was your guide, I think.
Like, hi, how are you? Isn't this? I was just like, what's going on? So yeah, that was my question. Like, could that have been a fairy?
I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, I do a lot with those. And they can be pushy, especially if they get used to you and you haven't replaced your fluid. They will come up to you and they will buzz you and they will come up to you because they're like, what are you doing?
Replace my fluid.
Yeah, they will get it on. They'll like, they're letting you know, where's my food?
Okay.
I'm not saying it wasn't your spirit guide or anything, but I know they can be pushy just from, because I keep feeding them.
Well, the only reason I'm saying that is because I've told this story before, that when I very first met Spomi, my fiance at the time, Paul, he used to work during the day. My kids would be at school. I'd be home working alone by myself. It was the only peaceful moments in my life. So I would always take a break mid-morning and I would go outside and go for a swim and just kind of float in the pool. One day when I was floating in the pool, this dragonfly came up and flew right up here to my face and was just like, and I'm just like, at first I was like, oh, how cute. And then it just kept coming and I'm like, oh my God.
Dive bombing.
And then I went in the house and got on my pendulum and I'm like, did you see that dragonfly? And Spomi goes, that was me. And I was like, it was you. And he's like, yes, I was saying hello. I thought you'd think it was cute. And I'm like, dude, I thought you were going to eat my face off. Anyways, that's why when you said it, like, came right there, I was like, it's
right
probably your guide.
Could be.
So, yeah, I don't know enough about it. I feel kind of bad being, like, such harsh boundaries. Like, I don't want anything to do with it. But I don't know enough to not mess with dangerous stuff in that area. So I'm just, like, better to have nothing to do with it than not be careful in.
Right. And accidentally call it in or and that be able to manage it. And
it's hard to get rid of from what I hear. Like, you can't even say no, thank you, because the second part of that sentence tells them that, oh, you're thanking me for something. Therefore, you must owe me contract. Any other thoughts on any other creatures?
I'm willing to meet any of them at your house.
No, at your mom's house.
I'd love to hear if anyone else has stories. Because
I would love to hear that too. So you guys, you know the drill. If you have anything to add, if you have any thoughts, comments, questions, anything to add, any personal stories, any anecdotes, please, 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 please call and leave us a voicemail, send us a text, send us an email. If you want to come on and talk about it, we'll come on and talk about it with you. Like, what do you want to do? You lead the way. And we would just love to hear from you. So I'll put the number on the screen. All the contact information is in the description box as well. And Casey, you'll have to let us know if you go back and try to follow up with.
I will. I will let you know.
We're a GoPro.
Yeah, we're a GoPro. Vlog it. Yeah. We'll put it on here. We'll just have you back like regularly as a.
As an update.
We're
going to have a whole series.
Back to our cryptid expert.
On the ground. Yeah, you're going to be like our expert on the ground. You're going to be our girl in the field.
I found another squatch. Crikey, this one's pissed.
We're going to need you to like crawl through the
woods. I don't know if you can hear that, but.
Put on the camo and like crawl through the woods and get some, you know, live action footage.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, thanks for coming to chat with
us. This was fun, you guys. Thanks so much for inviting me.
We appreciate it. Anytime. You know, I love you so much.
As soon as she said she has a story, I was like, get her. Yeah. Get her now.
It happened.
Yeah. I was like, do you think that we can invite her on? He's like, yes. And I'm like, let me text her right now.
Literally, I was at the pool. I'm like, oh, I better go home for this one. I don't think I can podcast poolside.
Well, you look good for just coming from the pool, sis.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Take care, you guys.
All right, you guys. Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.